Ladies and gentlemen, what's up, BC? Welcome back to another podcast. This is Supreme Being. First and foremost, this podcast is sponsored by my real estate team, Team BC, which is now nationwide. If you guys are interested in learning more about our team and possibly joining and you're an agent, go to jointeambc.com. If you're a consumer listening to this and you need any help with our team nationwide in the United States, you can contact me directly or go to Team BC Sold and shoot us a message. Also, huge shout out to the other sponsor of the podcast, which is Modern Success. That is my tribe, my community. I started Modern Success as a coaching program years ago, and it really has evolved into a tremendous, thriving tribe and community. So if you want to find out more and possibly join, I have a Linktree link in my bio on Instagram, or you can go to briancasella.com. All right. Now let's begin. There's a couple things I wanted to talk about today, but one in particular is extremely important. All right. When I look at the state of society right now, there's a few things I'm going to bring up that bother me a lot. And I want to make sure that you understand them, see them for what they are, and then I can give you an action plan as to what's going on, how you can remedy it, and then some things that can be done. Okay, because a lot of this stuff has slowly evolved over the last 10, 15, 20, 30 years, some more recently. But I want to bring it to your attention because I'm in a position now, and many people are, where it's getting shoved into your awareness and your world. And now we're seeing the effects of it. And even if you want to avoid it, you can't. We currently live in a society right now where supposedly, right? If you look at, let's look at politics, right? You're allowed to choose technically, right? You can pick the independent party. You can be a Republican. You can be a Democrat, right? Let's just use that as an example, right? There's many others, but we'll start with that because that's the forefront of what's going on in the media right now. And it's been, you know, the talk for the last year or so because of the election, okay? Regardless of where you fall on the scale, just listen. We're at a point right now where, in general, in the public, right? If you happen to be on the Democratic side, anything you say or support via social media, via your own social media channels out in public, for the most part, right? Whether people agree with you or not, it's okay. Nothing happens to you. Now, if you happen to be on the other side, which is the Republican side, right? You get demonetized. They block your posts. They delete them. They fact check them. And we see this across the board, right? So one side gets censored on social media and in public forums, and one side doesn't. Now, again, regardless of where you fall on that spectrum, there's something very wrong with that. Because supposedly these platforms claim social media, that they do not support any political party, and it's illegal for them to get involved, actually. And they've testified in front of Congress and lied, which blows my mind. So, you know, when we look at this before, especially when it comes to politics, I never really paid attention to it. Okay. I never really paid attention to it because we're going to segue off of this here in a second, but I never paid attention to it. However, with what I just described to you, it is now affecting me. Because I, talking about COVID and some other things, have had my social media channels affected, shadow banned, blocked, and intervened with simply for me exercising my freedom of speech and just sharing ideas and thoughts like anybody else does. But because I happen to fall, even though I'm not open about politics and I do this and I do that, but I just happen to fall on, in this scenario, the wrong side, I'm silenced. I have my social media throttled down. And let me give you some facts and some statistics to support that. I've been stuck at around the same amount of followers on Instagram for about a year now, maybe a little bit more. I would say since coronavirus, maybe right before that, okay? Where I literally, to the number, am receiving like the same amount of follows as unfollows, like literally the same number or within one every month and every week. Now, if we break that down statistically, right? That is literally impossible. Because pre me getting censored, it was never like that. It fluctuated as it naturally does. But literally, as I track this for weeks and weeks and weeks, to the T, the same number or like one more or one less. I would love for somebody maybe listening to this to run the mathematical odds on that, right? I don't know off the top of my head, but I find that crazy. I remember when coronavirus came out, I just shared my thoughts about it online. Boom, I get demonetized on YouTube for a little bit. Suddenly I start getting less views. I have a few videos shortly thereafter start to get a lot of momentum and then suddenly get yanked out of the algorithm for no reason. When in the past I've had a lot of videos perform just like those and explode. I look at the metrics behind a lot of my stuff and every metric that I'm supposed to hit in regards to watch time, audience retention and all that, my statistics are great. Engagement, all that is far above average, far, far above average. And it has been for a long time. Yet I don't have the results where suddenly everything starts going backwards. I've been demonetized on YouTube. I've had my second YouTube channel threatened to be shut down. And I got 2 copyright strikes on it for no reason, for supposedly bullying and harassing on 2 videos in particular that all I did on those videos was recommend people to watch certain things. That's it. There was no curse words. There was no threats. There was nothing vulgar in those videos, not even foul language. So that's just for me. And it's happened to a ton of people. But why? We're supposedly, if we're going to transition now, freedom of speech. There's government regulation in regards to radio and television and all that to stop stuff like this happening. But suddenly on social media, they can do whatever they want. It doesn't make any sense. That's why the argument doesn't hold up that, oh, these are private companies that can do what they want. On top of what I just said, they lie about it in front of the world and claim that they don't have a bias. So again, me, who is a person who genuinely doesn't want to get involved in this shit, now I have to say something. Because look at this. Now, all that stuff that I discuss, moving forward, you look at something now like cancel culture. What is that? It's a mob, a certain way of thinking where you think and talk and walk and act like us. It's okay. But if you don't, we'll do whatever is in our power to shut you up. It's not right that somebody shares a belief, again, whether I agree with it or not, because I'm not going to be a hypocrite here and try to silence people who don't agree with me. There's been people who have done countless hater posts about me, videos on YouTube, and asked them, go look yourself. Have I ever copyright struck them, threatened to sue them? Never, because they have the freedom to say whatever they want about me. Cool. That's fine. But now people share their beliefs. The mob, the cancel culture, has the power. Think about this. Has the power to go behind their back, complain to their employers, and their employer feels so much pressure or just gives in and kicks that person out. And fires them or cancels them or whatever. Or these people go to the top people of these social media outlets and tell the top high up people, the management, the owner, whatever, to cancel that person because they're dangerous, in quotes. What does that even mean? But we've allowed it to get to this point because we never say anything. One side employs their tactics and the other side just sits back and watches, which is why about a year ago, maybe a little bit more, I decided, you know what? I'm going to start voicing what I'm going to do, and I'm going to beat these people with intelligence. And when they do come at me, I will come back at them with the same amount of force, but intelligently, which is why in certain cases that cancel culture can come after me and nothing happens. Why? Because my following and what I do and my communication bites back and cancels them. I've had people write false reviews on my Google profiles, my Yelp profiles, that I'm this, I'm that, because I'm protecting someone else from cancel culture. So what these people do is anybody who protects that person, they'll go and try to attack not only the original person that they wanted to cancel, but everybody else who supports them, right? So with that said, now because I speak up and I have people behind me now, we now have numbers and we can go after them. And what they do is they employ not always the same tactics, but we can provide a protection shield for ourselves against that mob that comes after you, because that's not fair. I'm not going after those people who I don't agree with. I don't agree with them at all. I think some of them don't have enough intelligence to outwit an ant personally. But I let them be. I let them on their social media say what they want, do what they want. That's fine. We can disagree. I don't care. But now because I disagree with them and they disagree with me, they have power over me to shut me up and threaten my livelihood. There's something extremely wrong with that. So I feel a duty and an obligation now to stand up. And it's not about the information. It's about the freedom for me to express myself. Period. And everybody has that right. Again, whether I agree with you or not. When have I tried to cancel somebody? You guys, I've been on social media now almost 10 years. When have you seen me try to cancel somebody? Never. Never. I'm more than open to debate people. And I've offered people to debate all the time, but they never want to because nobody wants to talk facts anymore. It's all emotions. So if you're listening to this, I don't care if you have a huge social media following, none, one person following you, which is just maybe your mom or anything in between. You need to speak up. You need to say something. Because if we don't do anything, that poison that has crept into society and social media and culture over the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years will put us in a corner to where there's no turning back and we won't be able to do anything eventually. Now, what do we have on our side? We have a lot. We have intelligence. We do have a good amount of people because there's a lot that are silent. We have resources. We have success. We have entrepreneurs. We have a lot. We're just not aware of it because not enough people are speaking up. But remember what I said earlier. Intelligence. Strategy. That's what we beat them with. Not with the same emotions and garbage that they do. But think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Where have you been? Have you been voicing the truth and the reality of what's going on? I have. And I know many of you agree with me. And remember, think big here, macro. Let's not get caught up in micro issues because maybe you disagree with me on one thing or you think I'm just talking about politics or just social media. No, I'm talking about a lot of things. I just gave you a few examples here. The fact that I can go outside and I am literally being forced because of peer pressure and bully tactics to wear a mask when I know even the owners of those places don't want to enforce people to wear a mask. But if they don't, those same patrons, some of them, not all of them, only a few of them, a fraction really, will go on Facebook and Yelp and Google and trash these businesses like those mobs that do the cancel culture, and that person's livelihood goes away and gets crushed, that business owner's, because these people have that kind of power. That is complete and utter bullshit, and I know you agree with me. The vast majority of you do. I know you do. Because I've had conversations with a lot of you. There's something wrong with that. And that's happened to people I know, intimate friends that has happened to them in their business or someone in their family. And that is absolutely fucking ridiculous. But the fact that that can even happen means we've allowed them to push the line so far that they can do that. And that really just pisses me off. So what can you do? Again, it's not about money and power and all that stuff. Because united, a lot of people pushing this, saying something, getting involved, drawing the line, eventually will cause a shift. Because the more people that see this going on, the more that others will jump on. That's how it's been. I can't tell you how many messages I've gotten from people that say, man, I'm so glad you're talking about this or talking about that because now I feel emboldened enough. I feel encouraged enough to now do it myself. Good. Fantastic. Now imagine if you do it, how many of the next group you'll open up or finally get them to agree to do it and so on and so on. And it's a trickle effect and that's how it happens. Because again, I didn't want to get involved talking about this shit, but I have to at this point. The fact of some of these things that I've listed throughout this podcast, the fact that they can even happen is ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. And how do I know that the numbers that we have are greater than what we believe them to be or perceive them to be? From conversations that I have every day with people, you'd be surprised how many people are on our side or who agree with me on a lot of these topics. And you may be listening to me and you disagree, but you have to understand the premise of what I said in the beginning. I'm not playing favorites. I'm ensuring it's right down the middle. Because that's what I want. I'm allowing the other side to exist. Unlike them. because where we're going is dangerous, very dangerous. And the world, as you believed it to be, is changing rapidly. And a lot of this, the scary part, is it happens. If you're not paying attention, you're not doing anything about it, it happens right underneath your awareness until it hits a point like it did for me last year, where now it's in a sense, in quotes, unavoidable. And like now, okay, I have to do something now. I have to say, I have to get involved in this, which I want zero involvement in. But now that it's starting to affect my life and possibly my livelihood, which it is affecting my livelihood, I just beat it. I have to do something now. And there is and always will be strength in numbers. So I really, after this episode, urge a lot of you, and I sincerely hope that you will start to involve yourself as much as possible. Not that you dedicate all your time to it, but say something. You have something, share it. Encourage other people. Push and share what they're doing. Be involved. Be actively involved versus just sitting by passively and not having your voice heard. And at the very least, have conversations with people about it. Because if you do, things will change very quickly. And you'll realize that although you think you're alone on an island, you're not. Because a lot of people share the same sentiment as you. And I've been seeing that more and more to the point that I think we are the majority at this point, as far as this thought process. We do see that what's happening is ridiculous and doesn't make any sense. Yet, the other side's pressure and bullying and biased, we let stop us. Because we've let them do that for too long. Okay? So with that said, I'll end this episode here. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Supreme Being, this podcast, is on every major platform. I highly recommend you guys subscribe to it on Spotify, iTunes, you know, Stitcher, Google Play, whatever your preferred podcasting platform is. Leave me a review if you can too. Shout out to Team BC, my nationwide real estate team. If you guys need anything real estate, contact us or me personally. Modern Success, shout out to my Modern Success community. If you're looking for more support and help from me on a personal level, go to briancasella.com or you can go to the link in my link tree on my Instagram. All right, that's it for this one. We'll see you guys on the next episode. Peace.